Hello, I'm Craig Kay. Welcome to the Saving Radio on the North Wales Coast podcast, your chance to listen again to all the best bits of this week's show. Basically, it's the show without the music and just all the funny bits. Well, bits that I find funny anyway. You can listen on your smartphones, of course, by finding your podcast providers, and you can listen directly on our website at soundradio.wales. You can listen to me as well every Monday from 1 till 4 on Sound Radio 103.1. Don't forget you can listen on your smartphones and smart speakers as well. Just ask it to play Sound Radio Wales. Anyway, on to the podcast. Afternoon. Welcome to my living room. Hooray, oh dear. How are you diddling? Big thanks to Mr. John Daly. He returns tomorrow in his birthday suit from 10 o'clock. But it is, if you didn't know already, if you've just woke up, it's Monday, the 7th of February, 2022. I've literally got to the second week of the year of my show. I only started about last week after Christmas. And I'm at home, indoors. Yeah. I'm all right, though. I tested positive last week, so I am protecting the North Wales coast from COVID this afternoon by staying indoors. That's what you're meant to do. I'd also like to point out as well that I am triple jabbed and I had no symptoms at all, but I've been fine. And it was the perfect weekend to have COVID. Obviously, all the FA Cup football, Six Nations rugby, which we won't talk about. Certainly won't be talking about. But besides that, though, I'm good. I'm good. I hope you're well as well. Lots to do on today's show. We'll play a round of radio battleships. That's on the way. What else should we do? Radio battleships. Should have got my list up in front of me. Hang on, let me do this. Where's my list? Some great stories as well. We'll also talk about... I bet John mentioned it earlier about Neighbours. Oh, dear, yeah. And we'll have some great fun, of course. I'll tell you I can get involved a little bit later on. A little bit sad as well. I had to cancel interview today as well. We'll do it next week though. Right, let's see if all this is working. Let's quickly say hello to everybody. Hello to Mark Pike.
Hello, Craig.
Hello, Mark. Hello to Chameleon.
Hiya, you alright?
Hello, you alright? Hello to the crazy lady.
Hello.
Hello. Also, good afternoon to the Welsh bloke.
Nounda.
Afternoon, everyone.
Is it a bird? Is it a plane? No. It's Craig Kay, Saving Radio on the North Wales coast.
A very busy show on the way. Prepped all this last night. It's very comfortable sitting at home. I've got coffee not too far away, right near the kitchen. And that's about it. But anyway, lots to do today. Lots of things we can talk about, actually. Some good answers we can read out later as well. Asking you today, I've got a good story to go with it, which we'll go through later. What is the most disappointing sandwich you could find in your lunchbox or on a plate or that someone can give you? We've all been there. We've all had that sandwich. Somebody's made your packed lunch and you've took it out. Maybe as a kid and you've gone, Dairy Lee sandwiches. So you get involved with that one today. What's the most disappointing sandwich you could be you could find in your lunchbox or someone could give to you? Or maybe just you see in the shop, you think, well, how would you want that as a sandwich? And John mentioned it earlier. Sad news for the fans of Aussie TV. Neighbours is axed by Channel 5. So that got me thinking, what other UK TV shows could be axed and why? Or would you like to see axed? So, yeah. Get rid of that. Coronation Street, get rid of it.
The text lines are open. I can read your texts by the power of technology. 07426 75 20 75. You can Facebook me as well and Twitter. Sound Radio 103.1 on both of those, of course. What is the most disappointing sandwich you could find at a lunchbox? And what UK TV shows need to be axed, in your opinion, and why? I've literally won awards for this rubbish. Afternoon, the time is 1:49 for the what? Also music from George Harrison to come and Avril Lavigne. Not together, of course, though. That would be pretty weird. Could you imagine that? That'd be sacrilegious, wouldn't it? Here's Avril Lavigne with George Harrison. What? No. Anyway. I thought we'd take a quick look at the what's going on in the North Wales news from North Wales Live this afternoon. Story we won't go into too much, but actually, no, we're not going to it at all. We'll skip that. What have we got here then? This is interesting. I don't know how this is going to work. Maybe we need to read more into this later. But Royal Mail, is that ban's a pretty big word, but Royal Mail is to ban traditional stamps as new barcode system is rolled out. What? They're getting rid of stamps? Really? Never thought I'd see the day. There you go, that's quite interesting. What else have we got? Drivers face delays as Gwynedd lorry crash blocks Britannia Bridge slip roads. The A487 is expected to be closed until midday. Oh, hang on. Yeah, it's way past midday. It could be open by now. As emergency services work to clear the site. That's like the second accident now in 2 weeks. Oh dear. What else we got? North Wales man conned out of $150,000 after being groomed by Lonely Heart scammer. Hey, has anybody watched the Tinder Swindler on Netflix? I won't give too much away, but if you've got Netflix and you want something to watch tonight for 2 hours, Tinder Swindler. Nothing to do with me. The fraudster said she wanted to renovate a property abroad so that they could sell it and move to the UK so they could spend the rest of their lives together. Oh, yeah, you definitely need to watch Netflix if you want more on this. A couple of stories there from North Wales, from the North Wales Live newspaper. We'll keep you updated more throughout the show. We might even look into that story as well about the Royal Mail. I think ban's a pretty big word, but the end of the traditional stamp. All barcodes now. Technology, eh?
Is it a bird? Is it a plane? No, it's Craig Kay. Saving Radio on the North Wales coast.
Just been reading this. Reading this during Mumford & Sons. A woman said she faked an engagement so she could get free drinks, treats and days out while on holiday, and all it cost her was a £3 fake ring. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Or she goes on to say, Fran Starkey took to social media to share a recent trip to Venice, showing pictures of herself drinking glasses of champagne on a plane and going to a trip down the canal. A stranger even bought her some drinks on a night out to help her celebrate. Her coffee came with free homemade pastries and biscuits. As she told the Daily Star. And it's all because she always pretends to be engaged, offering a £3 ring as proof. And now her followers have said they'll be trying it. Don't do this at home, please. No, don't do this at home. The clip was watched by 300,000 people on video sharing app TikTok. Many viewers thought it was a great idea, while some shared their own blagging experiences. Never done it myself. One user confessed, wherever I go out, I always tell them it's our anniversary, generally to get room upgrades at hotels or free drinks at the bar. Please don't do that. But anyway, maybe we can ask this afternoon, have you faked your birthday, engagement, wedding anniversary to get something for free? Have you? Who knows? Let me know if you like. 07426 75 20 75. Listen to Sound Radio 103.1, the big sound of North Wales. We are saving radio, of course, on the North Wales coast, where we're not faking anything. Careful. Coffee. We're bringing a radiant radio glow to your radio sets. I'm just looking out the window now. What I can see is grey skies. Lovely. It's like a day out in Rill. I am. Yeah. There you go. Yeah, it's not raining just yet, but I can give you up-to-the-minute rain checks, if you wish. Nothing just at the moment. Hopefully there won't be anything at all. Anyway, what do we need to talk about? Let's do this. Hang on, fader. Da-dow! Da-dow! Welcome if you've just joined us. Maybe you never listened to Sound Radio before. Hi, my name's Craig. I'm here every Monday. Not all Monday. That'd be silly. So one of our Monday socials this afternoon is... what's the most disappointing sandwich you could find in your lunchbox or could be given? So if somebody put a sandwich on your plate, what would make you go, "Oh, God"? And do that smile of, "Yeah, thanks, yeah." It all comes after... once I went to a local establishment, I don't need to name names, where I was looking forward to their roast beef carvery bap. Oh, just think of that now. Roast beef on a bap. With all the trimmings, roast potatoes, gravy... It was just a bat with a piece of leather on it, basically. It's very disappointing. So we're finding out today, what's the most disappointing sandwich that you could be given? Get involved, if you like, 07426. Yeah, right there.
Yeah.
It's the beauty of working at home, there's people digging around me. 07426 7520 75. I'll go over some of your comments in around about 20 minutes' time. So disappointing sandwiches this afternoon. And you may have heard the news that Neighbours, it's going. Neighbours. Squash, tomatoes and potatoes. It's going. It's being axed. Hurrah! So we're asking you today, what other British TV shows or UK TV shows should be axed? What's that one TV show that comes on, you switch it straight off? Do you want to know mine? EastEnders. God, what a dull, miserable show. How can you live in a street with so many murderers? True. Anyway, get involved in today's Monday social, 07426 752075. So one of our Monday socials this afternoon is, well, basically about sandwiches. We all like sandwiches. Unless you don't like bread, you probably like sandwiches. So asking you today, what is the most disappointing sandwich to find in your lunchbox or to be given by someone or just to see on a supermarket shelf, maybe? I don't know. But that's what we're asking this afternoon. And quite a few of you messaged in, actually, with some good answers. Good afternoon to our very own Ron Squire. He says, "I don't really consider any sandwich to be disappointing, to be honest." Fair enough. There is boring sandwiches, but never disappointing. Well, what is boring, Ron? What's that boring sandwich? Did you ever used to have Spam sandwiches as a kid? I'll tell you what sandwich I like, which you might find very boring. Are you ready for this? This is an honest sandwich that I like to eat. Salad cream sandwich. Oh, yes. Give me a piece of fresh bread and that salad cream bowl. Bloop. Thanks for that, Ron. What else have we got? Hello to Jeff Pearson in Colwyn Bay. He says, here we go. Yeah. I've heard of this before. Jeff says a nice sandwich is banana with daddy's brown sauce. Yeah, I've heard of people having that. Very different. Yeah. What else we got? Hello to Kevin Dyson, who says, peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. That's an American thing, isn't it? That's an American thing. I'm trying to think what's the most disappointing. Oh, yeah, I said before, wasn't it? My disappointment. The story came from I went for a roast Carvery bap in a local establishment. It was basically just a piece of leather on a bap. That was it. Very disappointing. What else we got? Hello to... did we mention this one? Hello to Steve... No, let's do this one first. Hello to Andrew Stephen Johnson. He says, my mum once forgot to put butter or filling, so at school that day, my friend gave me one of his next day... gave me one of his. The next day, my mum put a cupcake in for him. What a mum. He says, luckily, my mum worked in the school as a teacher, so all the staff had a good chuckle at her expense. God, I miss my dizzy... God, I miss that dizzy woman I call her. That's a nice little story, isn't it? There you go. But what's the most disappointing sandwich, Andrew? And hello to Steve Fenny. He says, I always found salmon spread rather depressing. To some people, Stephen, salmon spread's a luxury. Actually, no, let's do this. That's better. Great story to talk about then. It hails all the way from Scotland, so I may do a Scottish accent. A mum couldn't believe her luck when she discovered the biggest chip she'd ever seen in a £2.89 bag of chips. That's chunky oven chips. She was having it to go with some sausage and beans on Thursday while cooking dinner for her family. Go on! What a dinner! Chips, sausage, chips and beans. Fried egg? Fried egg, baby? No, okay. Julianne Morgan from Whitburn, Scotland, said, when we lifted the chips out... we said, oh my God, look at the size of that. It's the biggest chip I've ever seen. It must also be as big as the size of me head. That's a terrible, terrible Scottish accent. I do apologise. She continues, I went on to make sauces and chips. For a snack on Thursday night, and we lifted out the bag and originally thought it was just the side of the bag. I'll end the voice. We measured it against a chip and another chip in the bag, and it was more than double the size. We didn't cook it. We put it back in the bag where we're keeping it. Go on, Julie. Hey, nobody's eating that chip. Feed a family just with that one chip, but Julie's keeping it in her freezer. have you ever found a large chip yourself? Who knows? But there you go. Julie in Scotland finding a chip bigger than her head, apparently. 7 inches. We all know that is huge. Yeah.
You've been listening to the Saving Radio on the North Wales Coast podcast here on Sound Radio 103.1. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to tell your friends, share it as well on social media, why not? And we'll do another one next week. Thank you.